All right, let's find a place to sit.
Did you want to go out in the swamp?
No, I don't want to have nooses on the screen because then we'll have to like say that there are nooses in our video.
There's nooses in the... What?
Yeah, out in the swamp. Well, that's where you hang people, is out in the swamp.
Why would they put that in the game?
It's New Orleans.
Welcome to GLHF, everybody. We're back after an agonizing 2 weeks of Austin having consumption, but he seems to be back from his retreat.
You're not going to believe it, but yeah,
leeches on him
to get all of,
yeah, to fix his humors.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
It was complete bloodletting and humor balancing is what did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not doing well. And as soon as they came at me with that scalpel, they put a couple nicks in me. I started expelling, you know, and then pretty soon, before you know it, I was back. I was good. I was normal.
Yeah. How would you like rate that experience out of 10?
Which part of it? The actual tuberculosis was a 0 out of 10.
Right, but the bloodletting,
the leeches, I would say like as treatments for diseases go, it's a 10. But as just like general experience like that versus going to a concert or whatever, maybe like a 6 or a 7.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it was better than the middle.
It was better than the middle. It was
rather,
better than just sitting there.
Yeah, you would rather have the leeches on you than do nothing, which is...
Yes, I will say the leeches were my least favorite of these things. But just the experience as a whole was pretty good. So
well,
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm really excited.
How are you feeling today?
I'm like 90%. I'm like pretty much back, aside from being way behind on making videos now. I'm doing pretty good.
You
what
just
I want to know from you
one.
Is...
You're fine.
Well, I got to put 2 up in February, and you'll understand there's not very many days left in February.
Mm.
So I have to do another one really fast. But I'm going to do it. We're going to get it done. We're going to have a great time.
I believe
it's
in
gonna
you.
It's going to be a great video.
Were you going to ask me something?
Are. Yes, I did see that you played Hitman.
I did.
And I want to know what you thought of it, because there's a version of me that... thinks you really would have liked that game, but mm-hmm. I don't know, because I always bounced off of it.
I loved it. I mean, it's like exactly my type of thing. I don't know how much of it you saw, but I killed a guy dropping a chandelier on him, so that pretty much makes it a
classic
11 out of 10 experience.
Did you find it? Because I think what I told you before you played it was what would happen for me is they would go assassinate this guy, and then I would just like shoot him with a gun, and then the game was over.
Yeah.
Like I never engaged with all the creative stuff. Because I was just trying to win.
Because you're uncreative.
Yeah, and I think I should play them multiple times, you know, and like try to get all the things. But I assume you did the mission where you are, it's like the model, the runway show, right?
Yeah, and I got to be the model. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
What's that guy's name? Like Helmut or something?
Helmut Kruger,
yeah. It's a really surprisingly funny video game.
It
like
really
it has a
is.
Great sense of humor. And you wouldn't expect that because when you see the box art for the old Hitman games, you're like, oh, this is a man game, you say to yourself. But it turns out it's actually not. It's actually really funny.
Yeah, it's very much not man game. So it sounds like you were approaching it like a man game though, because you're just like shooting people and running away.
That's a great point, actually. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah.
Is I was being too much of a man when I played it. And I need to tap into my feminine energy, or maybe just my androgynous energy, and go for it.
But yeah,
I'll try it again.
It's great for me because even in non-stealth games where you are just supposed to shoot people, I like try to be sneaky because it started out because I'm scared, but I also like, I think there's a certain mercy that I'm giving people by killing them without them even knowing what's coming. So they don't have to feel that fear in the end. I think I'm really doing it kind of out of love in my heart for my
now,
fellow humans. I'll
bring up that these are video games, right? So there's no actual feeling. So you're not actually saving these people any anguish because they're not real. And I guess I wonder if you think that it's still, if you still have a moral imperative to behave like ethically or morally good even when you're playing Hitman, because that's what it sounds like.
So they're not okay, this is challenging.
Correct.
My
yeah. Get
world
that through
view
your
a little
head
bit
first.
Because I thought there were like guys with little game controllers kind of like me somewhere in the world.
Okay, you thought it was like Ender's Game.
And they have like little chips in their brain that kill them when I kill them. But that's not it.
That's not quite it. No, it's close.
Speaking of chips in your brain, I started watching Severance. Have you seen Severance?
No, but everyone keeps telling me I gotta watch it. It's like the greatest thing ever.
I've only seen two episodes, but it's very good. It's like exactly my type of show. And I think honestly, I didn't watch it before because it was on like, it was like an Apple exclusive. And I was like, fuck that. I don't care.
The fact that you've only watched two and you're into it is a good sign. It means it's not one of those shows that you have to watch a whole bunch of it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think
it's just like immediately good.
Yes. It's awesome. It's really cool. And it's like more like artistic than I thought it would be. Oh my God. I'm hearing some beautiful jazz music. Do you know
a little clarinet going on
behind me? There's a sign that says creme glacis. Do you know what that means?
Creme glacis. What is that? That sounds like,
glacy. Do you know what that is?
I'll have to look at it. That sounds like
maybe a bakery word that you would know.
I do know those bakery words. I don't see this. Where do you see it?
Just behind me. Just to our
like
left.
Like on the wall?
But at... this is dead air for the audience. I have to fix it.
Sorry, yeah, the retention graph.
There it is.
Creme glacis. I have no idea. All right, so let me tell you about this trip to Wyoming, okay? This is one of those instances where I'm saying all these people, but it's actually, it was just one or two people.
Oh my God, your little candle. I love that.
I know. It's getting dark out, so I brought a candle out. I went to Wyoming, a town called Lander, Wyoming.
And was that literally just for the video? That was the whole reason?
Just for the video. We flew into Denver. We got a rental car. We drove for 6 straight hours.
Wait, that's
we
were super in out of the way.
We were in, because Lander, there's not like an airport very close to it. And the one there is, they don't have a rental car place. So there's no way to get to Lander from it. So we did Denver and then we drove for 6 straight hours to Lander. We were in Lander for 24 hours and then we had to drive 6 hours back and then fly back home. It was extremely exhausting. That's actually where I caught tuberculosis, was on that goddamn trip.
Wait, what did you actually have?
I don't know. It was horrible, though. Whatever it was. It was not good. It was like the second most sick I think I've been in my adult life.
Yeah, well, you said you couldn't speak for like at least a week.
Couldn't speak. It was like a week where I couldn't talk. I still have a tiny, tiny little cough. It might have just been the flu, honestly, because I foolishly did not get vaccinated this year, which I probably should have. And I always should, and I always forget because I'm stupid and I'm lazy. Go get your flu shots, for God's sake. Jesus. I feel so dumb every time I don't get one because I'm like, I don't have time. And there's two weeks of my life is gone now.
Yeah. My whole adult life, I've been very religious about getting my flu vaccine because I remember one time in high school when I had the flu and it was like the actual worst time of my life. I remember staying up all night because I was so uncomfortable because I couldn't sleep and I was like sweating and just in like so much pain and so uncomfortable and just like marathoning Friends on my laptop because I had to like be consuming content to keep my mind off of how horrible I felt the whole time. I genuinely probably could have gone to the hospital, but I didn't.
Well, what's the, like, you know, if you have a fever of a certain whatever, like of a certain height, I was at like 103 for like 2 or 3 straight days, which is pretty warm. But I don't think that's
that
quite hospital
be...
warm.
I don't know. I think a fever. I think a high fever for more than like a couple days, you could go. I think is mainly like dehydration. Like they might put you on an IV if they feel like you're
smart. Yeah, that makes sense.
Dehydrated.
Listen, the leeches and the bloodletting, it was all fine. So anyway, I got sick as this was bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But you want to know? Can I tell you the funniest thing?
Sure.
Here is. Do you remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about? How you were speeding through small towns.
Allegedly.
In America, allegedly.
Supposedly.
And you got pulled over for that. And then you remember what I said. I said, you know what? I think here's how it should work. I think you should speed through small towns and you should get pulled over. That's what I said. I think that's how the world should work, is we should have both.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Wouldn't you know?
Maybe on this road trip.
I did a little speeding through small towns, and my ass got pulled right the fuck over. Really, truly, it wasn't, it's completely my fault, obviously. It was one of those situations where, like, you turn into a gas station and then you come back out onto the highway and you don't realize that because of that stop, you don't realize that the speed limit had changed because you saw the sign before you pulled into the gas station.
Yeah, whatever you gotta say.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. But here's what I can tell you. I think this is my new hot take about speeding. I think if you get pulled over, they should have to give you a ticket because I didn't get one. And I think you should have to get a ticket.
Do you feel more annoyed that you got pulled over and had to talk to him and then they...
Yes.
Nothing happened.
I don't think these motherfucking cops... And this cop was like, I would say,
whoa,
on the order of cops, like a 3 out of 10, which is higher than most, so it's fine. But these fucking cops, I don't like this dynamic where I have to sit there and play this little game with them... Of like, is my behavior good enough to not get a ticket? I don't like that social dynamic. That's so stressful. It's so
right?
much work to be like, am I saying the right thing, officer?
Because they're
kill
just
me.
They're
just shoot me.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
They're just feeling out your vibes.
It's horrible. And then they're like, and you're like, well, I should probably say, sir, you know? And then
you said,
I gotta,
sir. I would never
da, da, da,
say,
da, da,
sir.
I don't remember if I said, sir. I was blacked out with anger.
You will never get me calling a cop, sir. Oh my god.
This. What do you say? Do you say officer?
Or you
I just
don't
go,
say
oh,
anything.
Hi. You don't say anything? That's probably good. Well, here's the other lesson I learned that's really interesting. So anyway, first of all, you should get... I don't think there should be any ambiguity if you're getting a ticket. I think if you get pulled over, they should give you a ticket. That's it. They shouldn't... If they're not 100% sure that you deserve a ticket, they shouldn't be pulling your ass over, okay?
Yeah.
They shouldn't... They don't get to do discovery when they come up to my window and suss out if I've broken any laws. You should have to know it before you pull me over. That's my opinion. If I get pulled over,
yeah,
I want
mean,
a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, that's like... that's a really big change you're asking for, though, because that's... The whole reason that they pull people over is what reasonable suspicion. Like, so they're never sure really of anything.
But
when they're
why, if
over.
It's speeding, I just don't know why I didn't get a ticket. Here's my suspicion. Here's how the interaction
well,
went down.
I mean, I think ideal situation is just, why do we even need people giving people speeding tickets? There's already a lot of places that just have sensors and they'll just send you one in the mail.
Okay. Bad idea. As someone who lives in a town with those goddamn things all over the place, bad idea. I've known so many people who like...
So you do want to have the conversation where they suss out your vibes.
No, they should have to stand there, hit me with a speed gun, and if I'm speeding, give me a ticket. That's it. They should perform the function of the robot. But I think you should have to have a guy doing it, you know, like a human being
mm-hmm.
should have to be the one to actually... catch me.
Gotcha.
You know, I think that is the way it should go. The funny thing is, because I didn't get a ticket, the funny thing is, I genuinely didn't realize I was speeding because I didn't at the time realize the speed limit. But right before that, Ashlyn had the Google Maps and she was like, oh, there's a sheriff right there. You got to slow the fuck down. You're speeding. So she didn't say what speed it was or anything, but she was like, slow down. And that's when we got pulled over. The guy came up and he goes, do you know what the speed limit is? And I said, I do not. And he said, I didn't know. I said,
yeah.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I really don't know. And he was like, do you want to guess? And I said, no. Why would I do that?
Why would you guess?
I'm not going to guess. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Just give me the ticket. Why are we playing this game? And then he goes, well, listen, the speed limit's 40 and you were doing 51. Okay, this is what he tells me. And I go, okay, well, that's higher than 40. Fair enough.
That's not the you know? Worst thing ever, though.
It's not the worst thing ever. But here's what's interesting, okay? He goes, well, license and or whatever, and he takes my shit. And he goes to look. And Ashlyn looks at me and she goes, you were going 58, not 51. And what I'm trying to figure out is, because she was looking at the thing that told me my speed, and we checked it to make sure that it was accurate.
Right. Well, don't tell
like
him that.
Thing. Well, obviously not. No. But here's what I want to know is he came back and he said, hey, you know, just be careful. Don't speed anymore and go away. Why would he say that I was going 51 when I was going 58?
Because that's what his thing said or something. Like, it doesn't mean they're always accurate.
There's no way that it was 8 miles an hour off. Seven. Whatever.
I don't know, man.
Here's what I think happens.
I've heard sometimes they don't even use the gun. They just, like, follow you and look at their speed.
I think what happened
is... Or they
guess.
I don't know.
This guy's a veteran of the force. He eyeballed it and said, I think that guy was speeding. Mm-hmm. And he pulled me over. And he thought that what I he wanted me to say, yeah, I was speeding, so he could give me a ticket. But because I lied to him, well, I didn't lie to him, I didn't know the speed limit, but because I didn't give up the information, I think he didn't actually speed gun me, so he didn't have any evidence of it. And so he had to just let me go because I didn't speak to him.
Yeah.
And so that's a lesson for everyone out there. Plead the fifth, but not literally. You don't say that because that's really annoying and you end up sounding like one of those people who's like, I know my rights, but just say, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Last time we were talking about this, I asked on the pod what you're supposed to say, and somebody answered me in the comments, and I already forgot. I always forget what you're supposed to do when they say, do you know how fast you're going or whatever? I guess the answer is just don't say anything. But then,
yeah, well, I think
what,
you should
just
go,
sit
no,
there
I
awkwardly?
Don't. Well, yeah, you don't want to be silent because you also don't want to, like, instigate a serious confrontation, right?
Yeah.
You want to acquiesce, but in a way that doesn't give them what they need. So I just thought it was funny. I've never had a cop lie in my favor, you know, like be wrong in my favor. It's mm-hmm. usually the other way around.
Yeah, I think they pull people over because they want to just run random people's files sometimes and see if you're...
Could be.
If you got past charges or if they can get you on something else.
Well, I got off scot-free, but I wish I wouldn't have.
So all of your previous crimes just don't show up in the Wyoming database, I guess.
No, it must be separate, because if it did, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
I'm looking at the map, and like Denver and Lander are so far apart from each other.
That's 6 hours.
Such
a
long
drive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I was like, well, what's the other way to get there, you know?
That was seriously the closest airport?
Well, look for a closer one. It's that or Salt Lake City, which I think was slightly closer, but the ticket was more expensive.
Yeah, Wyoming is very empty, it seems.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, though, I'll tell you what.
I was going to ask what you thought of it in general. It's pretty close to Montana, which is my favorite state now after our road trip. Montana is the prettiest place I've ever been.
Montana and Wyoming have, the best parts of each state have a lot in common.
Yeah. Well, it's the same mountain range.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think Wyoming's beautiful. I've always really liked it. Like, the Badlands are really crazy and pretty. And I've always just liked the kind of general vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be high up because it's like, just like Denver, it's like a mile high.
Oh, yeah. Do you get like
that? That really gets to me. And I don't know if that's
just
'cause now.
I don't think I've ever had like altitude sickness. How do you know?
It makes you just like always have a headache all the time. It makes you feel like slightly out of body, like a little bit disassociated. And then when you're hiking, you just get tired really, really fast.
Interesting.
So that's kind of just how it was all the time. You also get drunk a lot faster. Here's a pro tip for people out there. It's like almost, well, I don't know about twice as fast, but because the way alcohol interacts with like your blood and it prevents the acquisition of oxygen to your brain or something. When you are high up and there's less oxygen, it like the effect is even more pronounced. So you gotta be really careful. If you're gonna mess around with that, you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It might just be worse because I live in New Orleans now and we just have like the most air you can have. But it was,
right?
It's a lot.
That's such a funny way to say it.
Because
you're like
there's
right
a lot
by
of air
sea
down
level.
Here.
There's a lot of air.
No, yeah. I'm aired up. I barely gotta breathe. I can just kind of ambiently hold my mouth open.
I'm trying to look up. So it says altitude in Lander is this right? Like 5,000 feet? Does that sound right?
That's what it said when we were there. Yeah.
And then I'm going to look up Glacier National Park altitude because I'm trying to think of other like high altitude places I've been because I don't think I've ever felt.
You might just be built different.
I probably am built different. Also, you're taller than me, so you probably feel it more, right?
True, even less oxygen.
There's even...
That last foot is...
That explains
really
a lot about you. There's less oxygen up by where your head is.
It's cold up here, I'll tell you. It's chilly.
The town we stayed in was St. Mary, Montana. That's like almost the same. It's like 4,600 feet. But I don't.
Yeah, that's high up.
I don't remember feeling altitude sickness unless, I don't know.
I mean, it might be like motion sickness or like seasickness, where some people just don't really struggle with it.
I will say I did almost pass out on one of our hikes at Glacier, and I thought that was just because I'm a weak constitution.
It does make you pass out faster, so.
That could be part of it. That could be part of it. That would make sense, maybe. Because it was really strange, because I made sure that I ate breakfast and I had protein. And like my muscles were tired because we hiked the previous day, but it was weird that I seriously was going to pass out after maybe 15 minutes of like not that hard of a hike.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I was hiking up there, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what it is. How close are you, out of curiosity, to Mount St. Helens?
I'll look that up right now, too, because we were driving somewhere and there was a road called Mount St. Helens Road. And I was like, how close are we to that? Where is Mount St. Helens?
Because I feel like it's crazy to go to a place that exploded. Like, you don't have that opportunity very frequently, you know?
For sure. Oh, that's north of Portland. So,
I don't know what that means.
That's pretty far drive. Away.
I'll just make a video about Mount St. Helens and I can go there.
I will say it's not that pretty. There's prettier places because it's
no, but that's what's cool about
it,
right?
It's basically a bunch of like gravel for a lot of it because it's just
exactly
ash,
and it's scary.
Like my mom and my sister climb. Oh, I got disconnected.
Yeah, I saw that you disappeared.
Sorry. My mom and my sister climbed it, and they said it was actually horrible because you get like halfway up, and then you're hiking uphill in. Like gravel, basically. So it's like it's like hiking in sand, where it's just you
that
don't
does
even
sound
have
pretty rough. And there's like no trees. There's no like anything. It's just like barren. I just want to stand on top of it and look in that big hole and go like, "Wow, I could die." You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, to climb it is like a thing. Like they trained to do that. So if you want to climb it, you got to start. You got to get on the Stairmaster.
You don't think I could just kind of just raw dog it? Me? I'm halfway up there just by how tall I am.
What's your cardio like?
It's out of this world. It's crazy.
Really?
It's like you've never even met someone with cardio like me. My resting heart rate is like 15.
You're like almost clinically dead.
Yeah, and I don't even have to breathe. Like I said, I just open my mouth and let the oxygen be there. That's how efficient my cardio usage is. So you want to know why I brought us here to the French Quarter in New Orleans?
Yeah,
you know
why?
Because Mardi Gras starts this weekend.
And, oh, yay.
You know, I know how much you like Mardi Gras, so I thought I'd bring you here so you could enjoy weekend one of Mardi Gras with me. All I've eaten today is about 10 slices of king cake and some carrots, of course.
Yeah, I remember king cake. I had a little bit of king cake when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And
saw some marching bands, if I recall.
And it was fine.
Yeah. I recall you saying during the parade, you looked at me and you said, "Wait, do I love Mardi Gras?" And I was like, huh. Because I wouldn't have thought you would have had any opinion on it. But I think you just liked all the marching bands and the kids playing trumpets and stuff, which is totally reasonable.
Yeah, well, I was connecting with my inner child and decided to do what the kids were doing, which is jumping up and down, screaming, trying to get beads.
And you did it. That's true. It is fun to like try and get them to throw shit at you. That is a good time.
Yeah.
So shout out to.
I will say I'm very easily entertained. So
yes,
Mardi Gras was fun. I don't need to do it every year, probably.
No, it's a lot.
especially as somebody that doesn't drink, I understand that's a lot. That's a lot of it. But the
big part of the culture in general. Yeah, the parades are a good time, especially if the weather's nice. It's a good excuse just to like sit and hang out. And like, it's not overly, like you ever go to one of those other types of parades where it's like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade type thing where you're like sitting in bleachers and you're just watching it go by.
Yeah,
I've never seen into those. I like the casualness of it.
Yeah, I've seen some parades like
where
that.
It's just like
what I liked
up.
About Mardi Gras was that it reminded me of when I was a kid, every 4th of July, our family would go to my great-grandma's house in this tiny town in Indiana, and they would do a parade, which is honestly crazy because the town was so small. So, like, everybody that lived in the town was at the parade.
That's so fun.
They would do a parade, and every float would be throwing candy to the kids in the crowd, and it was basically like Halloween. We would all have bags to collect the candy.
And you're gonna walk. They come to you.
Yeah. And that was my first and like most continuous experience with parades. And so the first time that I went to a parade where they weren't throwing candy, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because I thought that's what the point of a parade was. I was like, why would I go to this just to watch it?
You should have to give out some sort of prize.
So that's what was cool about Mardi Gras, was it was like, this is what a parade should be in my mind.
It kind of surprises me they don't do candy. I think some of them do some like kind of edible thing, but none of the big parades do. I wonder what that's about. Because that seems like maybe it's a liability, you know? And then also all the candy will just be all over the ground.
Is it more of a liability than plastic objects that could fucking knock you out?
Because like if you like throw something and a kid eats it and they're allergic to it, then they like sue the parade, you know? And there you go. But you'd think people would be chiller than that. I don't know. They should throw food. I think they should throw not even candy. I think they should throw
I would prefer food to be thrown at the Mardi Gras parades, because it just blows my mind how much plastic there was. I think that was the most surprising thing.
Did we stick around for the after of the parade where you watch the cleanup?
No, but I mean, just walking. I like walked around on my own a lot and saw. I don't think I saw them cleaning it, but just the amount of plastic that ends up in the street right after it passes through.
So much
is
wild. They cleaned out all of the sewer drains, and it was just like these. You know, you ever hear of a rat king where like all the rats get together and form one giant mess?
Yeah, it's like a plastic king.
It's like that, but it was just a bunch of beads, like just clogging up the whole.
Yeah, actually,
drain.
I imagine they would have to clean it, or it would clog the whole city's systems up.
The whole city would back up. That's what happened. Yeah, and they cleaned them all out. And then what the funny part is, they cleaned out part of the city with all the beads, and then that part drained so well that it then got stuck in like another place, and it backed up into these other neighborhoods that they didn't think had draining problems, but they only didn't because the other place was backing up so badly that it like when they cleared out the one, it all that water rushed and got caught in another clog and then backed up into the pipes of these other neighborhoods. And I was like, dude, that's what a disaster.
That's wild.
What a crazy place.
So how long were you in Lander total?
By maybe 22 hours, 20 hours.
So you stayed like one night and then immediately go back.
Very fast. We got there late one night, stayed overnight. So it was two nights, and we got there like 11 p.m. and then left at like 6 a.m. on the second. So I guess it was probably, what is that, like 28 hours maybe?
Yeah. So not a lot of time to do anything besides film your little thing and go.
Yeah, it was really quick. You know, film stuff in real life, kind of a lot more work than film stuff in video games, turns out.
Like it's so fun,
there's a lot
though.
More to think about.
Yeah.
It's really fun. And I want to do more of it.
What was
it makes
your
sense.
Mic situation? What did you have that mic hooked into?
I have like a little portable like microphone thingy that just takes an XLR input. So it was just plugged straight into that. I was surprised at how reasonable it sounded. I thought it was going to be all like windy and cars are going to be way too loud.
On a battery or something?
It's got like six AA batteries in there, and it can go for a couple hours. And it just records it to an SD card. Yeah, it's weird. It's interesting to film like when there's other people around and you just have to like talk. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I got over it pretty quick. So I want to do more. I think it'll be fun.
I feel like it's easier. At least it's easier for me if somebody else is there, because I assume that Ashlyn was filming you.
Exactly, yeah.
So at least then you can, it looks a little more professional and you feel like you can just talk to the person.
Yeah.
But I have filmed before talking on like a hiking path with like just me and a tripod and people walking by, and that feels insane.
It's really bad. And it also is like you said, when you can always tell when a YouTuber doesn't have any friends, because the footage of them is always like very clearly just like a tripod outside. And so it's helpful when it's handheld and you get that movement. Any friends close by? And I know you've fixed that problem, obviously, now. You got loads who are going to come help you film. But it's always just funny because I've had to do the same thing. And it's like YouTube videos when it's very clearly just like one person with a tripod versus like you said, if you have it in someone's hands and they can follow you while moving, it like just adds a little bit of a, it just like feels a little bit different.
That's so funny that you're like judging people's social life based on whether they're using a tripod. I just like how the tripod looks.
I like how the tripod looks too. And I want to be very clear. It's not so much that I'm judging them for the sake of judging them. This is residual of me judging myself having done this.
A little bit of
and a lot of self-hate that then I'm taking and projecting onto other people is what's actually happening there. So,
yeah.
But also sometimes if you watch a video that's like just filmed by one person, there is something actually even better about it, you know, in some ways. Like his videos.
I like doing it alone because I feel like this is going to sound bad, like I can't be myself in front of people, but I feel like when I'm alone, I can like fully be myself and also I can take as long as I want and I can like think for a second without feeling like I'm wasting somebody's time because they're helping me do it. And then, I don't know, I like the look of a still shot, kind of like taking a picture, like Wes Anderson style. I like to make the frame really pretty and then just stand in it and talk.
I don't disagree, yeah.
I think I would be really picky about somebody holding the camera for me and telling them where to be.
Yes, this is one of the things I learned, is that it's actually pretty hard to tell someone what you want them to point it at.
Yeah.
Yeah, many lessons to be learned. But I like the person in the comments of the letter, it might have been of the post that you made where they were like, I can't believe Austin was wandering around Skyrim without a hat and gloves and he got sick, because that's almost literally what did happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was there as it was Skyrim and then I got sick. It's like, oh, dang, they were kind of spot on, because that was before the video came out.
And yeah, it was so funny that you were like, I was fully expecting you to go to at least a couple other places, and you're like, I could only go to one of them.
The best version of that video, I do go to all the places, right?
Yeah, I assume that's but kind of what you wanted to do, but it would be a lot of work.
If I'm trying to do a video in 2 weeks, how would that even, like, eventually you get far enough ahead that you can take that time, but I also kind of like the scramble of just, like, trying to shove all this stuff in and get it done really fast.
You're just having bigger ideas. It might be okay someday to take a lot of time to make one. It's like the...
Maybe.
What's his name? That did the Rainforest Cafes video.
Yes. I have a problem with that video and his videos in general. Do you like that guy?
Well, there were two of them. So Eddie Burback did one, and then what's the other guy's name? I don't like watch him regularly, so I don't remember.
I thought Eddie Burback was the only one.
No, because they have like similar subscriber bases. They're both like huge YouTubers. And I don't know. I liked the other guy's attitude a little better. I ended up watching both the videos. But, you know, Eddie was just very depressed the whole time.
He was, and I feel like he doesn't...
The other one was more like joyful and fun. I liked that version a little bit better.
I kind of feel like Eddie is not being present with himself when
we're starting
doing
beef.
These exercises.
Everybody, we're announcing right now we're starting beef.
I do. It's funny because I have to remember that I am like a popular YouTuber now that like people have heard of. Like, there's been multiple times that I'm talking to somebody and I'm like, oh, that guy, yeah, I hate that guy's videos. And the person will be like, oh, I'm friends with them and they like really like you. And I'm like, oh, shit. It's not good. I think that there's a lot of
Ted Nivison. Sorry, I just remembered his name.
A lot of people do these types of videos, and I feel like they script it, you know, as you would. And then no matter what happens on the trip, they don't necessarily adjust or like draw any conclusions from the experience that they had. Like, they don't feel that engaged with what's going on. It's
Maybe.
Just like they decide to do things, and then they do them all and they say, I did them all. They like very, it's, I feel it's right. very seldom that I watch one of these videos, which are these amazing ideas for videos. And they're put together really well and they're genuinely very funny, but I never feel like everything that occurs, this is just a problem I have, I feel like, with YouTubers in general, though. It doesn't ever synthesize into anything. There's no like actual thinking about what the content is and then like coming to good fun conclusions about the content. It's always just like, here's a list of things, the places I went, and what I thought about each thing individually, without any necessarily like critical thinking about the, and I'm not saying critical thinking like serious necessarily, I just mean like active participation.
Think, you should watch at least some of Ted's video because it's honestly an interesting experiment of what two different YouTubers with different personalities would make of the same trip. I believe the trip was Ted's idea, and he had a lot more fun and was like much more relatable to me because I love a road trip and I don't get hung up on stuff and I just love like doing things for fun. So I think they were both good videos, and I think, you know, Eddie obviously like didn't have that great of a time and then came back and decided that his kind of story that he was going to go with for the voiceover and everything was like this kind of descent into madness or whatever.
Which is fine.
So I think they're good. Both good videos and funny and just in different ways. So I don't know.
You don't
want
to start beef? You're not interested in starting beef?
No, I have no beef with anybody. I'm a vegetarian.
You don't have any YouTubers that you hate? Shut up. you gotta hate someone. I'm gonna figure it out in due time. I'm not talking about like Mr. Beast. I'm talking about like someone that people actually like. Not that people don't like him, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, I know this is like. Gonna sound like too goody two shoes, but I don't have time in my life to hate on people.
Give it time. You will. The more success you get, the more you start delaying the podcast because you want to whatever, go to the gym and oh, I was on no. This, your schedule's going to loosen
didn't
up.
Even,
you got a little more time.
I felt bad, so I came on time anyway. I was going to delay the pod because I wanted to take my time eating my food and take a shower. And I did end up skipping the shower. I'm still sitting here stinky as hell because I took too long eating my burrito and watching my podcast. So I'm here, and okay. I'm humble, and I'm staying humble.
I'm just saying, when you get too good for everyone, you know, we might not notice it right away, but there will be signs. It'll be little things like that, and we're just going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to understand that you are always destined for greatness, and, you know, there's nothing we can do about it.
I mean, you were saying before that maybe you tend to project. Maybe you're the diva. You think I'm going to... Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're correct. I am, but I don't pretend to be nice. That's the difference.
Okay,
not that you're pretending.
You know, you start getting some YouTube money, you start buying first class plane tickets. I don't do that.
I technically did that before I had the YouTube money. I guess I knew the YouTube money was coming.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Did I talk about that on the show? How I didn't think it was that great?
Yeah.
I think I did.
That was one of our earlier episodes. That's throwing it back. Now that we've been doing this for years.
The flight back from Denver was the first time I ever like sat next to someone that like ruined my plane experience. I've always had like really good.
What were they doing?
Like pleasant plane experiences.
They have their dogs out?
It was this dude. No, he literally had a dog. Yeah. Like in a box, not
yeah,
in a box, but like in a
rough.
Thing. And then he just like wasn't listening to the flight attendants. They were like, you can't have it in there. You got to put him under the seat. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, okay. And then he just didn't do anything. And then they came back and they were like, you got to fucking put the dog under the seat. And he was like, okay. And I was like, dude, you're killing the vibe here. Like you really are. And then also it's like, anytime I see someone with a puppy that is like a really nice breed of dog, that to me is a red flag. Cause I'm like, what are we doing with this dog? Where did we get it? Like,
what do you mean?
You
just hate that they have a dog?
No. I'm saying if I see someone with a puppy of like a rare or nice breed of dog, like a very sought after.
Right. Like they bought it from a breeder.
Exactly. They know the specific breed of the dog and it's some weird name. I'm like, I don't know. That to me, that's just like suspicious because either you're bringing it somewhere for it to do breeding and to sell dogs, or you bought it from a breeder and it's just, there's something weird to me about, because like if I ever got a dog, which it could happen, there's something weird to me about going to a place and being like, no, not that one. That
yeah,
one's
exactly.
ugly.
Yeah.
That one's not the race of dog that I want.
Exactly.
Like, this feels weird. Like, and you have to do that because you want a dog that you like. But there's just some things really gross to me about, like...
Yeah, you don't have to do
I'm
that.
I'm going to breed
the
exact...
You should go to shelters.
Exact...
There's enough animals that, you know,
no, I'm not,
need
but
homes.
I'm saying even at the shelter, you're not just going to pick the first one you see. You're going to, like, look around and find
yeah,
the best one.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to find the nicest looking dog. And
this
you're going to bring it home. And if you see a dog that's like a fancy dog, you're going to be like, we're getting that dog. So like it's going to happen. There's like a natural order to things. You're not just going to flip a coin. Not natural. I actually don't even know if it's, I don't even think you call it natural, but like it is going to happen. And I get that. But dog breeding stuff and like animal breeding always just struck me as really kind of gross and suspicious, you know?
Yeah. Well, it is gross and suspicious in like a very proven way. Cause it's just not,
there you go.
They have a lot of bad practices, and purebred dogs always have health issues because they're essentially inbred. And you're also having to pay thousands of dollars sometimes to get a specific breed of dog. So it's just a ridiculous thing.
Well, and is it like a status thing, or do they just think it's cute? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
There's people that just, that's what they think getting a dog is. They just don't even think of going to a shelter. They're like, I want a Dalmatian
really
or whatever.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Like they it's like Amazon. They just like get the exact
yeah.
dog that they want.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. I don't know. That's crazy to me. That's like weird rich people shit. I guess that's rich coming from me, having just been like, first class tickets. They're not good enough for me, but you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I've definitely also sat next to some annoying people on flights that are just complaining, or like people that actually use the button to call over the flight attendants like they're their personal servants. Makes
yeah,
me cringe
hard. Add that to the list of unacceptable behavior on a plane is ever
just,
pushing
yeah,
that
ever,
button.
Just
for
don't
anything
ever
other than
push
a literal like medical emergency.
Right, like the guy next to me is dead. You can push the button.
Yeah, exactly. If you miss your chance to get your little drink, that's it. You don't get to ask for another one. You let
I know,
those people,
I just,
they do one pass.
Yeah, one of the flights I was on recently, somebody pushed the button just to like order a Coca-Cola. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Not even a paid drink, just like another free Coke?
Yeah.
Did they give it to him?
Yeah.
Really? So you're telling me, if I
is
push that button...
Is your opinion changing?
They'll give you're me gonna... more free stuff?
You change your mind so quick. When it means something good for you.
Well, a free Coca-Cola is pretty good. Have you noticed that our Roblox characters here in the French Quarter have started to emanate a green stink?
I noticed that on you. I noticed that on you only.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm getting, I must have,
they must,
I must
have put cleanliness,
dysentery or something, yeah.
Yeah, you have a cleanliness stat in this game, I bet.
One more thing, really quick, a piece of advice for you. If you ever make a video that has anything to do with temperatures...
Yeah.
Put Celsius conversions in it. I don't think I've ever had more indignant people. And you know that I love indignant people.
What would
nothing
they say?
Makes me wanna...
I didn't see any of those comments.
I could literally pull it up right now. Yeah, and thankfully none of them were the upvoted ones. But every time I look at the comments, there's... This is not even me doing the thing that I do where I say people are saying and it's only one person.
Right.
It's I would bet money... It's definitely over 50. It's probably over 100 comments of just people going like, you stupid American. I can't watch this video. Disliked because of Fahrenheit. No, no, no. Just like
right,
over and over again.
Just don't watch it.
It's crazy. People are so mad. It's like absolutely. The only other time I saw more hatred is when I said that I used Blue Sky. And then all the conservatives came out and were
right.
like calling me names. Those are the only more sensitive people than Fahrenheit people. I think that I've ever seen in my video comments. It's ridiculous. So if you ever do a video, because I always wondered when I watched videos and they did the work to put Celsius in, I was like, who cares? Why are you even taking the time?
Well,
now I know.
You know, I mean, it's just an international audience on the internet. I'm always surprised when I look at my analytics and it's like, I think I'm only like 55% Americans. And then there's like a bunch of European people. So it's like,
listen, and that's fine.
Almost half.
I'm not saying like nobody thinks Fahrenheit's better. I just know it better. That's it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying don't say, like, if the comment was, hey, do you think you could add some Celsius conversions, please, next time, just because it's easier? Yeah, that's totally fine.
Like, I don't understand the
righteous indignation. And anytime people are righteously indignant about things, I'm immediately, like, tempted to automatically assume that whatever, the exact opposite position that they want me to assume, just to make them more angry, which is bad. It's a bad habit. I'll work on it. Do you have any fun topics you want to talk about today?
I just write down the most random things.
Give them to me. I want to hear them.
I was gonna follow up if you have gotten any better at swimming.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Are you still doing swimming lessons?
No. Well, I'm still swimming or trying to swim, but I'm really bad at it still. I don't know if you've ever seen Forrest Gump, but there's a scene where Forrest Gump jumps into the water and swims to shore to go meet Lieutenant Dan. That's exactly how I look when I try to swim. If you watch Forrest Gump swimming.
I think last episode we talked about this, you compared yourself to a cat being thrown in the water.
Yes, like a cat in a bathtub. Yeah for sure. I bought a swim cap because one of the issues I was having is when I would come up for air, my hair would like flap in my face and put water up my nose.
Mm.
And I was like, I can't breathe. And I
wonder how bad you really are. Like, I wonder if you saw me swimming, what you would think. Because I've never had, like, it sounds like you're trying to do, like, real, like, swimming form. I can, like, keep myself up. You can, like, tread water, right?
No, I sink. I get too tense. That's my problem.
For real?
You can't just be
in one spot.
I can float on my back, but that's what anyone can do that.
Interesting.
If I try to tread water, my muscles get too tense, and apparently that makes them less buoyant, and then I just sink like a stone.
You're just so too jacked to swim.
That is not at all what I said, but I really appreciate that you said that. That was a really nice thing to say. Yeah, I have too much muscle.
That's what you're saying. Your muscles are so dense.
Yes, they're so dense.
You just fall to the bottom.
It's like, exactly. It's like throwing a refrigerator in a pool.
So did you not swim very much growing up?
Not at all. No, I did absolutely zero swimming growing up.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I'll figure it out. And I want to figure it out because it's a really great exercise to have handy, especially if you ruin your bones.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming is really just healthy and good.
I love swimming.
So I will do it.
Yeah, I don't know like how to do it properly. I think I probably, you know, when you're saying like your hair's getting in your face when you come up for air, I'm like, I wouldn't come up for air ever. My head is above the water the entire time. But
that is a way they try to teach me how to swim, and I can't do that, and I stay up. But it's like I get tired so fast because I'm using my muscles so inefficiently, you know.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's bucket list. I still want to get it done.
I have been...
How's your consistency been with your Pilates?
Let me freaking tell you about Pilates. I'm mad because I mean, I think my teacher has consumption at this point. She's missed like 2 weeks of class.
No.
And they keep changing it. It's supposed to be core Pilates. They keep changing it to core yoga. And so I haven't even been in 2 weeks because I don't want to do yoga. I want to do Pilates. So I've just been going to do treadmill by myself. I love how much you're stinking in this game. That's really awesome.
I'm stinking it up. do you run on the treadmill or like incline walk or what? What's your vibe?
Yeah, I've been doing my brother-in-law, Jake, shout out. He's always trolling my stream chat.
Shout out, Jake.
He told me to do, because I started out running because I didn't know what I was doing. It was just like, let me just jog. And I got better at jogging, which is cool. I could run like 2 miles without
stopping. That is a fun feeling, yeah.
But now I do like a 10% is it 10% or 10 degrees? I think it says 10% on the machine. 10% incline.
And 10 degrees would be crazy.
3 miles an hour for like... I started doing like 20 minutes and then I can go longer than that though. So I try to do it. I keep like increasing it every time I go. Now I go till it says like 200 calories.
And what was the benefit of that over running? Or was there one? Or was it just like, I don't know. I
like it better because it doesn't... like hurt my body as much, because running is like, it hurts my knees. This is just like low impact, but it's the same amount of cardio, if not more. I think it's honestly like more, it's like harder. Rate? Yeah. It's okay. It's like more effort than the jogging was, in like the same amount of time, and it doesn't hurt my knees as bad. So that's what I did today.
What do you think is the greatest human achievement?
Your questions are too big.
What do you think is the greatest human achievement of the last 20 years?
When were pizza rolls invented?
2000. Actually, I'm going to say 2003. When do you think they were invented?
I would guess around the same time. However, Wikipedia is telling me pizza rolls were invented in the 60s.
No shot. Tostinos or just pizza rolls in, like lowercase?
Just pizza rolls lowercase in Duluth, Minnesota. Do you know where that is?
No way. Shout out to Duluth, Minnesota. I just shouted them out in my video.
Oh, did you? I don't remember.
Yeah, that was one of my picks for one of the Skyrim cities. Yeah. Duluth is a great place. It's a great place. We loved Duluth, Minnesota. They've invented a lot of funny things. They make airplanes up there, actually. Little airplanes.
Yeah, the first pizza rolls was by a company called Geno's. When did Totino's...
Yeah, I want to know when Totino's happened. And also, there's got to be a difference. What is a Geno's pizza roll versus a Totino's? Because the pizza roll is a great idea.
It's the same. Geno's was sold to Totino's.
No way.
So the... Wow. Pizza rolls were like, it was an original invention, and then like to this day, they like have the rights.
So it's totally possible that JFK had pizza rolls.
I guess.
It's possible, maybe it's possible that Lee Harvey Oswald had pizza rolls. And after he ate them, he was like, it's never getting any better than this.
The merger happened in 93, so that actually still was a little bit before I was born that Totino's pizza rolls became a thing.
What? You still eat a lot of pizza rolls?
I actually haven't as much. I've kind of been becoming an adult.
Yeah, it always happens eventually, doesn't it?
Which is unfortunate. But also, it's like I can only eat the same food for so many years probably before it's too much. Because, wow, until you asked me that question, I didn't think about it. But I don't think I've had a pizza roll in months.
Huh. What has replaced it as your like go-to convenience food?
I eat a lot of bagel sandwiches that I make at home.
Yeah.
Or like
that's a good one.
Burritos.
Okay, so like serious, like no, like slightly more
closer to real meals. I also have really been cutting down on my mac and cheese consumption.
No way, this is crazy. With all that cheese and all those carbs,
because guess what, makes me feel really bad.
You're finally getting to that point. Everybody gets to that point where dairy, you say, well, I don't know, this drives me crazy, you know. I don't know if certain types of food always made me feel like shit, and I just didn't care because I had no responsibilities, and like I didn't care
about
achieving
anything. That was it for me, I think. It was always making me feel bad, but I just
must have done some science about this, right? Because it's either that, or at some point you transition and suddenly food makes you feel worse, which is also, it's possible, but it drives me crazy that like I could eat just like absolute garbage for an entire day and still
I was
fine.
Just thinking about the fact that when I was a kid, like in middle school, I used to go to the convenience store all the time and get like a zebra cake for lunch.
Oh my god, so good. For
and,
lunch is
and
crazy.
Like I had a phase where I would get a zebra cake and a bottle of Pepsi.
And you survived.
For lunch. And I survived, and I don't remember feeling that bad. I probably felt pretty bad. But now, if I did that now, if I like woke up, because I wouldn't eat breakfast either. If I woke up now, no breakfast, waited until noon and got a zebra cake and a bottle of Pepsi, by 1 p.m., I would be like shaking, convulsing, throwing up. I would not be functional.
Are you 100% sure of that, or should we test it?
We could try it out.
I think tomorrow...
Next video.
You should skip breakfast. And just eat those things. I used to, at school, you know, you get school lunch. And there was a kid who would bring cosmic brownies to school lunch. And I thought cosmic brownies, no joke, I thought they were like an upper class, like a rich people snack, because we never had them. And I would trade my entire school lunch for a single cosmic brownie and then eat it.
And just eat that.
So like the whole, like the tacos and the milk and the everything.
And then you would make it through the rest of the day somehow on a cosmic brownie alone.
And there's no way that wasn't physiological. Like there's something going on.
Yeah, there's got to be actually. I think we're figuring it out right now live on the pod. There's got to be a physiological difference.
I guess to be clear, as I said, all I had so far today was like 10 slices of king cake. And I'm doing okay. So... maybe it's still possible.
Oh, what would you get for school lunch? Because I was a vegetarian in school, too. And my only option, essentially, was the worst cheese pizza of all time. The cheese was, like, not even melted. I don't even know. It probably wasn't real cheese. It was, like, some kind of congealed powder. Because it was so dry and, like, would end up in these little crumbles. It was, like, the texture of, like, crumbled ground beef cheese on top of this pizza, and I had to eat that every single day or be hungry, and I was just hungry a lot of the time because it was so gross.
Thankfully I was not vegetarian at that time, so I did just get to eat all of like the lowest quality beef that you've ever had in your
mystery
life,
meat.
Like the hamburgers. The best days were mini taco days because it was just beef and cheese in a taco shell. Or these days we called horseshit days because it was like a, just like a mass of cheese and beef put together in like the middle of a tray, and it just looked like excrement.
Ugh.
And you would dip tortilla chips in it, and it was really tasty. I also remember pre Michelle Obama ruining it for everyone. We used to be able to, you could pay a dollar to purchase these like greasy cookies that were like the size of a basketball, like in width. And so a lot of kids would just eat these giant cookies, and they had a slushy machine because the school was trying to make funding. You know, they were trying to fund their school.
Yeah.
And so they were selling the kids slushies and cookies. But then Michelle Obama said that we need to have healthier stuff. So then we got rid of those, and we got sweet potato fries instead of real fries. That pissed me off.
I don't really like, how do you feel about sweet potato fries? I don't really like them.
Sweet potatoes have grown on me over time. I still prefer regular fries, but sweet potatoes in general have definitely grown on me.
I think some of the joy of a fry is the saltiness of the fry and the sweetness of the ketchup. And if you have ketchup with sweet potato fries, it's too much.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You need some sort of other, it's a different thing. You know, they're not, people use them interchangeably.
Maybe I should dip them in ranch or something.
Ranch might work. There's probably something even better, but it does not serve the same function as a normal fry. And I think that's the mistake people make.
Yeah.
Is they just interchange them, and they're not interchangeable. Sweet potatoes are really good, like, because you can just cube them up and throw them in a pan.
For sure.
You know, 5-10 minutes, and you have some nice, like, grilled potato thingies that you can have with, like, eggs or whatever. And they're pretty good. But with, like, a hamburger, a fake hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want french fries.
Yeah.
I want some real french fries.
Well, I think we can agree on that. I'm not going to delete that.
don't keep that in. I'm just going to ask you on the show the question that I wasn't going to ask you on the show, and then let you navigate it, okay?
Okay.
How do you feel about the selections I'm making for our shorts right now, because I'm using our shorts to train an editor.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what you feel about the clips that I'm choosing, if you have any, not opinions on the editing itself, because that's all my job, I'll work on all that, but like the choice of what types of things, because I get worried that you don't feel it's equitable, like I'm only picking funny things that I'm saying and not enough for you, but I'm also trying to be lazy and not like actually have to put work into this, and so I just want to know, like, how do you feel about what we've chosen? Do you feel like I'm missing some good bits or anything like that? You can be very honest with me, okay?
There might be a little bit more of you talking than me.
I wonder if that... Do you think that's true in
but
general?
Also,
do you think I just yap more than you?
I was going to say, you might talk more than me in the pod in general, which is not necessarily your fault. Actually, one of my kind of...
Wait, whose fault would it be?
Because I've realized one of my, like, New Year's resolutions is to talk more and interrupt people more, because I don't interrupt people ever. I try. And that means that I just don't get to talk as much in, like, group settings, I've realized. And people think I'm quiet, and it's just because I wait too long for people to finish. I wait for people to finish their sentence, and then for there to be, like, 2 seconds of silence to be, like, they're not going to say anything anymore.
Right.
And
that's a good resolution. I think that's a great one.
But I have things to say too, and so I've been trying to interrupt you more. Are you annoyed?
I really like being interrupted. I prefer it for sure. It never ever ever offends me, even remotely. I don't even notice it.
All right.
The part of the reason I like it is because I like doing it. I think that good conversation should have a lot of interruptions. And I don't like having, I don't want other people to worry about interrupting me, and I don't want to have to worry about interrupting people.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because everybody's different, and like some people, their conversation style is just to be interrupting each other all the time, and that's normal and nobody cares. But I don't know. I just like try to be considerate of people, but I've realized, it's like making people think I'm more introverted than I am, because I just like, I want to hear everything you have to say, but I need to...
Feel free to use me to practice your interruptions as much as you want. I will never get mad at being interrupted.
I don't actually have anything to say.
You know what? You sound like anime.
I suppose we should end the pod.
Really?